Garland Jeffries has released his first album of new music in over a decade. It's called The King of In-Between. In 1977, he was hailed as Rolling Stone's best new artist. In recent decades, Jeffries, a native New Yorker, has had more success in Europe. Rock critic Ken Tucker says his new album showcases a lively artist whose talent is undimmed.
I strolled on down to the valley of death. I met the angel and the devil's breath. Tell you I was not alone. It was me and myself and the bright light song. Yes, 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 it ain't no jive. Grateful I'm here, still alive. I stumble all along my path, but I took down notes and I photographed.
Garland Jeffries is indeed alive. I took down notes and I photographed, he says on that song, I'm Alive. It is Jeffries' precisely recalled details about a life begun in Brooklyn, studying art history in college, and the decades-long pursuit of rock and roll redemption, if not stardom, that continues to give his music its fizz. Jeffries is one of the few performers who came of commercial age in the era of Bruce Springsteen who can still make that guitar-based, myth-making impulse work as intimate art.
All my relatives have gone. To their peaceful resting place. I've been left here to carry on. Do what's right. Leave a smile on your face. One thing my father said, and looked into his eyes, and then he turned his head and he said, you gotta be a streetwise.
Singing about his own upbringing in New York City and observing his daughter's walks down what Jeffries would never stoop to call those mean streets, he's at once a wary realist and an appreciator of the culture lurking amidst the potential dangers. The song is called Streetwise, a quality Jeffries possesses in abundance without letting the swagger overtake his repertorial skills. The music has a cinematic string section swirl that's reminiscent of Curtis Mayfield's soundtracks for films such as Superfly and Claudine, but bent to his will by his own guitar hooks. Garland Jeffries retains a pride in his roots that's both fierce and sentimental. Perhaps that's why he had himself photographed on the cover of The King of In-Between, standing at the intersection of Malcolm X and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevards in Harlem. It's an image echoed in the music. He's at a crossroads, trying once again to break through the noise of the music industry while remaining true to his own eclectic style.
New York's my home. And I was born 1,000 yards from the cyclone. Every time I turn and look around, I realize how much I love this roller coaster town. New York's the place where everybody's here from the human race, where they lift you up when you're feeling down. That's why I love this roller coaster town.
Jeffries' music has always been rich with his diverse interest in all sorts of popular music and his heritage as a man born to a black father and a Puerto Rican mother. He's written incisive songs about mixed race and mixed feelings. Too black to be white, too white to be black, he's said ruefully. And he's never forgotten where he was born. 22 stops on the subway from Manhattan, where he started playing professionally with jazz and rock musicians. Except for the vehement use of the phrase rock and roll itself, it's hard to believe this is the music of a 67-year-old, isn't it?
When the day comes and I'm 64, I won't be one of those guys who falls on the floor. But if it so happens, I'll pick myself up and dust myself off.
listen some more to the rock and roll music. Rock and roll music. Rock and roll music. Rock, 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 rock on when I'm feeling low.
Jeffries counts Springsteen as his friend and Lou Reed as an old school chum. Reed sings backup vocals on one cut here. If you aren't familiar with his music, well, the best compliment I can pay Garland Jeffries is to say that his newest album is as good an introduction to his excellence as the superb album that put him on the map, Ghost Rider, in 1977. There are quite a few mentions of mortality scattered throughout his new collection. On one song, Jeffries says he doesn't want to die on stage with a microphone in my hand. But he makes it sound as though it might be a beautiful way to go. In every respect, he's not just artfully ambivalent, he's the king of in-between.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed The King of In-Between by Garland Jeffries.